Hello, it's Stefano. It is March 16th. It's a very gray, depressing Friday morning here in the Montreal area, and as you can probably tell from my rather nasally voice, I'm still suffering from some sinus congestion. So I got a plethora of comments on my UFO extraterrestrial audio boob. Okay, I only got two comments. But it sounded good. And so far, there's been a 100% agreement with yours truly that there are probably extraterrestrials out there somewhere in our vast universe. And it was I suppose naturally what would be the next audio boo on the whole UFO question is okay, is there any tangible proof? One of the things about listening to Mysterious Universe, and which is the podcast on UFOs that I dearly enjoy listening to every week. There's also tons of books out there on the subject, and all you have to do is go to YouTube and type in UFOs, and you'll get tons and tons of videos of supposed UFO sightings. And I'm surprised by how bad most of them are. There are certainly many of them that are computer-generated imagery, or what we call CGI. And unfortunately, many of these so-called sightings are just lights in the sky at night, which could be anything from airplanes to planets, to flares to Chinese lanterns, and just about anything. And it's so easy to hoax now. So, truly, what would constitute tangible evidence? Extraterrestrial DNA? Maybe an actual part of an actual flying saucer or some such vehicle? But again, with the exotic metals and technology that is being created every day on our own planet, who's to say that some part that some farmer might find in his field might not have come from some experimental aircraft? And I remember many, many years ago seeing a documentary on a place in the desert where they had found all these small springs and balls. And then it was found out later on that, it was all a misunderstanding because there had been a dump there from a company that used to make ballpoint pens. Therefore, the round cylindrical objects that were perfect spheres and these things that seemingly look like little springs, well, it's because they were little springs and they were little balls because this company used to make ballpoint pens, which have springs in them and little balls, hence the name ballpoint pen. And it's things like that that, as much as I want to believe, but every time I watch these corny documentaries now, and they're getting worse and worse, where they will talk for a whole hour about this one little thing without seemingly ever coming to a conclusion, or the only conclusion they come to is the fact that they can't come up with a conclusion. Anyway. I'm specifically talking about UFO Hunters. It's a show that I've tried so often to watch, to try to get into, but I just can't. Every time I do, it upsets me. Anyway, so that's it. That's my little audio boo slash audio rant for UFOs for today, March 16th. Have yourselves a wonderful day, folks, and catch you soon.